WXLK HD.
Rono.
Good morning, it's your K92 morning thing. It's Antoine Terrell, it's Monica Brooks, and we have to say...
Hello, Friday. I've been waiting for you for a long time.
This
And Monica, this morning I was having a conversation with somebody in the building.
Yes.
And they said, even though it's been a quote-unquote short week,
mm-hmm.
it doesn't feel like it's been a short week. Would you agree?
I agree. And I've heard that all week from lots of friends and family that said that every day this week felt like a Monday.
They were
ready for Friday. I don't know what happened.
Do you think it's the universe? The universe just messing with this? Like, yeah, you think you get a short week, but no, we're going to make you feel it.
Yep. I was like, was it the rain? Because we had a rainy Memorial Day weekend. And so.
That's true.
I don't know if that had something to do with it. I don't know how. But yeah, this week has felt like we crammed in a lot. We had to cram in a lot.
And maybe that's what it is.
Yeah. So make it cranky.
But even a busy Friday is still a Friday.
That's right. I know that's right.
We still get Friday. We still have Saturday tomorrow, Sunday the day after that. So we still need to celebrate regardless. Yeah. And hopefully, Monica, we can celebrate giving away $5,000 today with the K92 Secret Sound.
I feel it. My fingertips are tingling. Either I'm going
to
pass out.
I was about to say, do you need to sit down? Do you need some food? Your blood pressure.
Yes, I need something. But no, I feel like we're going to have a winner. $5,000 could be yours at 7 o'clock. Listen for the Secret Sound. Call in to 540-774-9236. Be caller 19 today.
And if we don't get a winner today, I just don't
know. I'm mad.
I don't know what to do.
I'm legit mad. I'm going to post it on my socials. I'm mad at y'all.
I dare you.
You didn't take the $5,000. Come on.
All those clues we gave you. Make sure you have the K92 radio app downloaded. All the clues are on there, so you have no excuse to not win that money at 7 o'clock. It's also Feel Good Friday, so start texting in now to 52353. What has you feeling good heading into the weekend? I will tell you something that people are not feeling good about right now, Monica.
Oh, no.
Coming up next, Disney World is changing. Disneyland, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Is changing forever. Today is the last day.
I don't know what it is. I've never been, but I'm upset.
Well,
last day.
You've never gotten to experience something, and you never will. I'll tell you what that is coming up next.
It's the K92 Morning Things trending news.
So what's trending right now with your K92 Morning Thing? Monica will never get to experience Splash Mountain.
Splash Mountain? Oh, that's
yes.
Okay.
Disneyland Splash Mountain closed for good this week, 34 years after it opened.
Oh.
But not before it gave one last person a panic attack. There's a panic attack. There's a video going viral on TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
First off, are you familiar with Splash Mountain?
Nope. I'm Googling as you speak.
I want you to look it up and see what it is. It's pretty, it's
Splash,
nothing crazy.
It's a mountain.
You're on the water.
Water slide, okay.
Yeah. But there's a video going viral on TikTok where this girl jumps out of it because she just got a panic attack. So
she jumps out mid-ride?
So as people are floating by, they just see her walking down the steps. She goes, I just can't do it.
See, I'm looking at the mountain. It doesn't look too bad. Like, it looks like something I can handle. Like, Splash Mountain doesn't.
I think you could handle it, yeah.
Yeah, it looks pretty innocent.
Yeah, and the announcement was made back in 2020. CEO of Disney, Bob Iger, said that it was not appropriate in today's world because there was a song based on the 1946 movie Song of the South that had hints of racism in it.
Uh-huh.
So they said, after people pointed it out and everything, they said, okay, we need to get rid of it.
Okay.
So that's what they're doing. It opened back in 1989.
Ooh.
Yes. And so they're renovating both rides and opening a similar one next year called Tiana's Bayou Adventure. It's based on The Princess and the Frog.
Mm-hmm.
And the original ride, Splash Mountain, isn't completely dead. But if you want to ride it, you have to go to Japan. Because there's still one operating at Tokyo Disneyland.
That's okay.
I'm just saying, if you
want
to do it.
If you want to. But
what's your favorite amusement park? Or do you even have one?
Busch Gardens.
That's a good one.
Busch Gardens.
Because I've been.
I didn't
even catch that at first. Yeah. So you don't go to a lot of.
No, I don't.
Have you ever been to King's Dominion in Richmond?
Nope.
Carowinds.
No, I have not.
Six Flags.
I've been to Busch Gardens. Antoine, I've been
That's
to Busch
it?
Gardens.
That's it?
Yeah. They have a water ride at Busch. Yeah, I've been there.
Growing up.
I have a shirt.
Growing up, King's Dominion in Richmond and Emerald Point in North Carolina, which kind of counts as a water park.
Yeah, I won tickets. I didn't go.
Remember?
Yeah.
But I would say Carowinds and Busch Gardens are my favorite. So we have that in common. We got to get you to some amusement parks.
Do you want me at an amusement park, though?
I definitely do, and I want to record it.
Money-saving tips, life hacks, and the info you need to win the day. The K92 Morning Thing has the Dupla.
It's Antoine Terrell, Monica Brooks, your K92 Morning Thing. Now, Monica, does it make you feel better or worse to know that the world's deadliest spider, the Australian funnel web spider, it's just like you and me. It's just like regular
just like
old people.
Us.
Yeah. Does that make you feel better or worse?
I feel worse about that.
You feel worse?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, because just like us, those spiders are moody. And when I say that they are moody, they decide how much venom they give out when they bite something based off of how they are feeling in that moment.
Okay, so they're a little hangry.
If they are feeling hangry,
they're like, "Ooh, get out of my face!"
It's extra venom that they're giving you when they bite you.
Yeah, it's on and popping. That is
but
that's scary.
If they're in a great mood and they just want to mess with you a little bit, they'd be like, "You just go on over there and just give
just
you
a little bite, just a little
venom, not enough to kill you."
So how do you know when they're in a bad mood? Is like the little hairs on their legs stand up?
Unfortunately, you don't know until after they bit you.
Oh,
that's when you find out what kind of mood they were in because they bite. 30 to 40 people are bitten every year, and only the male Sydney funnel web has killed people.
Okay.
But they are the world's deadliest spider, and they could kill somebody every time they bite you.
Yeah.
It's just whether or not they choose to.
Oh, all right. So I feel like any and everything in Australia is going to kill you. It's lethal.
Well,
and you just have to get used to it. You got to have tough skin, like literally tough skin. I know. You know what?
We're talking about biting, and you're going to say tough skin.
No,
all right, you better be helpful right now with baby names. I'll tell you that.
I am because I have a baby name expert by the name of S.J. Strum. I don't like his name.
Doesn't even have names, just letters. L-M-N-O-P.
He said if you're pregnant right now and you're struggling to come up with a baby name, the couples are sitting there saying, oh my gosh, what do we do? He says, trust the O factor.
The O factor,
he said,
okay.
O baby names are timeless. He says, so go with Olivia or, you know, Oliver or Opal. Names like
Opal.
Well, he didn't say Opal, but I threw that in there.
I'm glad you threw that in there.
But he's timeless names. He said O names are timeless and people hold on to those names. Trust the O factor.
All right. I like Olivia.
Uh huh.
That's
Oliver?
A good name. I don't care for Oliver. I don't care
because of
the
Oliver
name
Twist.
I don't think there's a reason. I just don't think it's a cute name. Now and I apologize to all the Olivers out there.
I think I know one Oliver in school.
Yeah. Stan Oscar. River.
Oscar.
Do you like Oscar?
Oscar's. It's okay for as a kid. And then you grow up, Oscar, just...
Omarion.
See?
I like Omarion.
Omarion
and Olivia. We have two O-Days. Coming up next, we're going to help you out with a couple of thing hacks. I'm going to tell you why you need to wear more pink. And Monica's going to help you cut calories while eating calories.
That's right.
Oh, that sounds confusing.
Helpful life tips. And then there's Miss Monica. Maybe helping one person. It's time for Thang Hacks on K92.
Yeah, we're going to help you on this Friday. Give you some Thang Hacks. Antoine Terrell, Monica Brooks, your K92 Morning Thang.
It's like show enough.
And you feeling confident in yours today?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I love when you're feeling confident. Normally, that means it's going the other way. But
we'll see.
It has to start with confidence. Monica, you need to wear more pink.
Pink?
You need to wear more pink. According to the University of Oxford, our brain associates the color pink with sweetness. From cotton candy to bubble gum to pink frosting. And seeing the color gives an effect similar to consuming sugar. We feel sweeter when we wear pink.
I'm not a fan.
You're just not a fan.
I wear a lot of black.
You wear a lot of black.
A lot of black. I wear black on black, different shades of black.
All right, well, let me try to sell
you. Dark blue.
Let me sell you on it.
Okay.
Because in studies, they found out that even consuming something pink, like pink-colored water, gave people increased feelings of pleasure, even when no sweetener was added. And study subjects ran faster and further on a treadmill after drinking something pink.
You know what?
It helps you with your workout.
Thank you, Antoine, for that, because now vodka with a splash of crayon. I see it now. That's like a pink hue. That's not red, pink right there. That's what you're talking about.
No. I'm just talking
vodka
about...
Vodka with a splash of crayon. All right.
No.
A lime. Oh, yeah.
How did you turn this against me? And they said while any shade of pink will work to some degree, a saturated Barbie pink works best, and it cuts sugar cravings significantly. Like, you
don't
need it. I'm just saying, Monica, more pink.
There was one year I tried to change my closet up, and I said, I'm going to bring in more color.
You should.
I did. And I don't know what happened to those clothes.
It just didn't work out for you. Well, I'm trying to help you cut some sugar out. Well, Monica's going to help you with the calories.
Yes, I am. Because, you know, sometimes late at night you get a craving. You say, I want a snack.
Yeah.
I want something, you know, and we can't burn calories like Antoine. But no. So
I'm lucky. And what can I say?
And today's free donut day. So maybe tonight you say, I want one of those donuts.
Uh-huh.
So you can lose weight while eating that donut. All you need to do is find a scary-ass movie, put it on, you'll start sweating and burning calories, enjoy that donut as well.
I hate that there's actual
science
that supports that, because yes, you do lose calories when you watch scary movies.
That's
because
right.
You're so tense and your heart rate's up and everything.
Mm-hmm. Enjoy that donut.
Now, can you imagine if you're enjoying the donut, watching a scary movie while also wearing something pink?
Oh, looking like Pepto.
See, why did you?
What?
Monica just ruins everything. Your K92 morning thing, Antoine and Monica and you. And we hate scammers.
Yeah.
They are the worst.
I mean, I don't know anyone that says, you know, I love a good scammer.
I love it. Take my money.
Scammer.
Well, we are seeing an uptick of it on our social media, the K92 Facebook page.
Yes.
We're seeing it on some other radio stations, our sister stations like Star Country, Q99, Vibe.
Mm-hmm. I've received some messages and they were like, hey, is this legit? Is this real? No. I'm glad you asked questions about it.
Yeah.
Question it. Question everything.
And they are getting so good at scamming the way that they will duplicate our page or either create a page like for Zach Jackson. They created a Zach Jackson page. Well, here are a few things to do to help, you know, get rid of scammers or not be scammed. So first off, you should always, if you're paying for something, you should always use PayPal goods and services to pay for it. And the reason that is, it keeps your financial information secure, it monitors the transaction, and it offers dispute resolution and fraud prevention.
All right, using PayPal.
Yeah, so if you're going to do something, but it's PayPal goods and services. So there's an option that you have to click when you're paying it that way. If the seller seeks you out, it's probably not legit. So if somebody sends
your
credit
card
a DM, says, hey, I got these tickets, sold out concert, and I want to give them to you. I want to sell them to you.
Yeah.
Chances are that's too good to be true. They said too, and this is a really good one. I don't know why this isn't number one, but anytime somebody's trying to resell you tickets, ask them to forward you the original purchase confirmation. So someone who legitimately purchased the tickets on Ticketmaster, SeatGeek, etc., will have a confirmation email that they can forward to you. It doesn't show their financial information, but it shows that they legitimately paid for those tickets.
Ah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They said do a search for the person's account name on social media just to make sure they're a real person. And don't send any money until you verify that they are real tickets. It can be tempting to jump on an opportunity that seems like a good deal, but don't let anyone push you into doing that unless you see the ticket.
Yeah. You ask all the questions so you can make sure that you're not being scammed.
Yes.
Dang scammers.
And just to be clear, there will never, ever, ever, ever be a situation where K92, where we are going to reach out to you on social media and ask you to register and pay for something in order to get your prize.
Mm-mm.
We're never going to
say,
register for $2 and then send us the receipt and we'll refund you. That's never going to be
a thing. No, we're not going to ask for your money. We're trying to hand out $5,000.
We're giving you this radio show for free.
Uh-huh.
If we're charged for anything. But yeah, to Monica's point, $5,000. What time are we doing
at 7 o'clock, you need to listen for that secret sound so you can be caller 19 and take our money.
We promise that is not a scam. That's coming up next on The Thing.
Miss Monica's Diamond of the Day.
Glenn and Ann Jones, they run an Airbnb.
Glenn, hold on, say the name one more time.
Glenn and his wife, Ann.
Okay, Glenn and Ann.
And Jones. Ann.
Okay, I got you. I'm with you now.
Yeah, so they run an Airbnb, and they decided to put the guests, their house guests, on blast because they kind of destroyed the place.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, they get a little heat for that because it is, you know.
Well, there are certain layers to it. I feel that when you're a business, as you are when you rent out your house as an Airbnb or a property as an Airbnb, that it's not appropriate to do that.
Like okay.
Because I don't want to rent from you now that I know that that's in your DNA. I don't want to do any business with you at that point.
That is true. And they said that the guests, they were disgusting. They wet the beds and they got sick everywhere.
Okay.
And they said, so they destroyed the property. I mean, of course, you have to pay to get it, you know, the cleaning crew. But still, it's a mess that you have to clean up. If you have guests rolling in right behind them, you know, it's an inconvenience.
Now, my follow-up question, did they say their name when they blasted them, or did they just say we had guests that did X, Y, and Z?
They said we had guests.
Oh, okay. Well, that changes everything then. That changes everything. That's completely fine. I don't have an issue with that at all because you're just saying you had a bad guess. You're not saying who it is or where they're from.
So question, if a friend puts you on blast on socials and you know they're talking about you, but they don't say your name, are you bothered by that?
Now, a friend, yes.
Okay.
100% a friend.
Even because they don't say your name, but there's indirect.
Because we have mutual friends. And so chances are people are going to know what's happening.
Yeah.
But if it's a business, I couldn't care less because nobody's going to know that it's me.
All right. So the hat store says, you know, this guy comes in here all the time just rearranging the shelves. And they're talking about Antoine.
But they have no clue. No, it's only when I am embarrassed. You can blast me all you want to as long as you don't embarrass me. Once you embarrass me, though, I'm going to be upset.
Ooh.
I'm just saying. Just putting it out there. We have $5,000 that's coming up next. Your K92 Secret Sound.
Hey, feeling good.
We're going to get a winner, Monica.
Yeah.
We're going to get a winner
at some
point, the K92 Secret Sound. But even before then, we're still feeling good. We're getting text messages in to 52353. Let's see. Mandy from Roanoke. I'm feeling good because I leave for the beach today.
Okay, Mandy. I see William Rice of Lynchburg. He says, I'm feeling good about finishing the semester of college and good work week.
Oh, good.
Finishing semester, making money.
Finishing a semester at college, like,
knock it out.
Just breathe. You just accomplished so much in that time. So shout out to William and Lynchburg. Monica, what has you feeling good?
I'm feeling good that my body is not sore. Like, you know, like I was so excited because, you know, I told you on Monday we had the Murph where you run a mile, you do 100 sit-ups, push-ups, and 200 squats. You do a lot of stuff, and run and blah, blah, blah. Well, anyway, I did that and I was prepared for my body just to be in pain for days. And luckily, it was just like a day. It was just a day of soreness. And I was like, all right, body, you recovered.
Does that mean your body has quit? Like your body's like, you know what? We're just done. She doesn't listen to us.
Yeah, so maybe. Maybe, but I was feeling all right about that.
Well, good job. Congratulations on doing the Murph. Everybody that did the Murph in honor of Memorial Day weekend, shout out to you. You are better people than I am. And make sure you're texting in 52353 or calling in 540-774-9236 and let us know why you're feeling good. Like for me, Monica, I'm feeling good because I don't have any plans this weekend. So I think I may try to set up a Zoom happy hour with some of my friends.
Okay.
Because it's been so long since we've seen each other. It's been so long since we've kicked it. So I'm going to see if they all just want to get together.
Zoom. But why not just meet in person?
Because they don't live here.
Oh, you want to travel to
why? They're not in the same place.
Okay. Well,
Monica.
You make a small group, a central location, and be like, let's meet up.
We have South Carolina. We have Richmond. We have North Carolina. Like, they're all
y'all really
over the place.
Spread out. I was just kind of, you know. I'm trying to make a face-to-face happen.
So back to my point, a Zoom happy hour, because everybody's in different places. We're going to try to watch some basketball.
That'll be fun.
And have some drinks, you know, just hang out, maybe play video games, like, because we could be doing other things while we're having the company of each other. So, yeah, that's why I'm feeling good. Keep texting in 52353 or call in 540-774-9236. What has you feeling good heading into the weekend?
Hey, feeling good.
You're hanging out with your K92 morning thing as we are all feeling good. Like Alyssa. Alyssa's feeling good because today is Friday and she gets to walk her dog on a super pretty river walk.
Oh, it is a beautiful morning.
That's part of the reason I want a dog, just so I could like go on walks with the dog on nice days.
That could be a side hustle.
Yeah, but then it starts to rain. And then I don't want to go out there anymore. I'm like, somebody come get this damn dog. Let's see what else we got here. Erica in Salem feeling really good about leaving this trash place I work at.
So I'm assuming that she's quitting, right?
I guess.
She's actually like done.
Or maybe she knows she's about to get fired.
Yeah, it's waiting to exhale kind of moment. She's Angela Bassett. She's like, I'm done with this.
Yes. All right, let's see. We got Michelle on. Good morning, Michelle. I'm sorry, right here. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning.
How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing good.
All right. So what has you feeling good heading into the weekend?
Oh, well, I said I was feeling good about going back to work, but I just got married on the 27th.
Oh!
Congratulations.
Girl over here talking. You over here talking about work when you didn't got you a whole significant other
and everything.
Well,
she forgot about that.
Well, we've been together 12 years. We finally did it.
Oh, congratulations. What's your significant other's name? Do you want to shout them out? You don't have to. It's up to you.
Yes, Tyler.
All right. Congratulations to Michelle and Tyler.
Very sweet. She said after 12 years. She said.
Yes. Thank you.
All right. Now, got to ask the question to you. It was 12 years. Was it 12 years because of you or because of Tyler? Who was dragging their feet?
Oh, both of us.
Okay.
Of us.
They were comfortable.
College first.
Okay. That's fine. All right. I just didn't know if we wanted to throw Tyler under the bus. Well, congratulations. And you said you are going back to work now too, right?
Yes, yes. Been off for a little bit, so I'm excited.
Look at life is just doing all the life things for Michelle.
Yeah, she said, bye, Tyler. I'm going back to work.
Look, that's what it was. She's like, you know what? We didn't got married. I need to get out this house. Well, congratulations, Michelle. You and Tyler have a great weekend, okay?
Thank you.
All right. Thank you for calling in to 540-774-9236. Shout out to Ayana from Salem. Feeling good because her brown thumb has turned green. This girl from New York has converted to a Virginian. I'm growing corn, lettuce, and squash.
All right. Well, you need to drop off some veggies or get yourself a stand. You know?
Sell some.
Yeah, sell some.
That's what I get. Yes. Keep texting in 523-53. What has you feeling good? Coming up next, we have the K92 Secret Celebrities, so don't miss that. Your K92 Morning Thing, Antoine Terrell, Monica Brooks, and let's say good morning to Megan. Good morning, Megan.
Good morning.
How's this Friday treating you so far?
It is great.
Just so much energy.
She
love it.
She sounds sunshiny.
She definitely does. All right, Megan, well, it's time for today's Secret Celebrity. I am going to give you a description of a celebrity, and all you have to do is correctly identify them, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go. Monica, are you ready?
I am ready to go.
You get to play along, too. All right, today's secret celebrity, people always think that he and I are related because we both have bald heads, but I could never rock a giant mustache like he does. I prefer the beard look that I have. But I am going to take him suit shopping because I hate how big and colorful his suits are. And I never bring him around my relatives because every time I do, Megan, there's a family feud. Who is today's secret celebrity?
You are talking about Steve Harvey.
I am talking about Steve, who's actually, I want to be like Steve Harvey when I grow up.
I thought you were going to say he's
a man.
I thought you were going to say he's a cousin. I was like, he's actually related to me.
We are related. But no, that's correct. Steve Harvey, that is the answer to today's secret celebrity.
Yeah, so you get a 4-pack of tickets to Party in Elmwood, okay?
That is awesome. Thank you so much.
No problem. Do you have any big plans this weekend? What do you got going on?
We are going to go see The Little Mermaid.
Ooh.
All right. We are so excited.
You got to report back. So make sure you either tag us on Instagram or text in to 52353 and let us know what you think of the movie because we haven't seen it yet, okay?
Perfect. Thank you guys so much.
All right. Thank you, Megan. Don't go anywhere. We have to get all of your information. The Happy Hour Triple Play is coming up at 8 o'clock. You don't want to miss it.
K92, Miss Monica's Hot List.
If you're heading to the beach, make sure to pack or buy some sunscreen. Take care of your skin.
Yes, you have to.
Yes. Khloe Kardashian, she said that she had a dot on her face. She thought it was a zit for months. Turned out it was cancer. So she had to have it removed and tested, all that business. But she said it was melanoma, which is, you know, it's rare for someone her age. She's 38. But she says to get a mole checked if it looks suspicious or, you know, wasn't there before. Get it checked and take care of your skin.
Yeah, and I think we all know somebody that had what they thought was just a mole or a freckle because they already had a bunch of freckles.
Right.
And then come to find out it might have been a little something-something. A little something
get
more.
Get it checked. I mean, I have a patch of freckles on my back. And then I have like random moles that are, you know, like appear on your hand or
yes.
whatever. And I know Ava, I had a mole checked on her foot. And while I was there, I said, Doc, can you check my finger? There's a random mole on my finger. He said, you're good. You're good. But he's like.
Was it your middle finger, Monica?
What?
Did you flip off the doctor? Is that what happened?
Well, I didn't mean to.
I wouldn't put it past
you. Gotta get a check.
But yes, even if it means giving your doctor the middle finger, do like Monica said, make sure you get all of that stuff checked out.
Sunscreen.
It's that time of the year where people are going to be out in the sun.
Yep.
So, yeah. For once, I can't believe I'm going to say this, Monica. Listen to Khloe Kardashian. I can't believe I'm going to throw up now. the K92 Secret Sound Clue coming up at 8:30. We're trying to help you win $5,000, so make sure you listen out for it.
Antoine's Binge Watch Weekend.
Your K92 Morning Thing, Antoine Terrell, Monica Brooks, currently 65 in Roanoke, 67 in Lynchburg, 59 in the NRV. It's going to be a rainy, stormy Saturday.
Aww.
So it's only right that we give you some things that you can watch from home, or if you go out as a family, watch some things in the movie theater.
Yeah, and kids are out of school, you know, so parents are really, I mean, it's Saturday. Yeah, they're out of school. But, you know, but it's that summer feel.
Exactly. So you just jump right into it. So we got to give a shout out to The Weeknd, or rather Abel, because he goes by Abel now. Mm-hmm. But he has a brand new drama series on HBO Max, well, now known as Max, called The Idol. So after having a nervous breakdown that caused the cancellation of her last tour, an inspiring pop star begins a complicated relationship with the self-help guru and the head of a contemporary cult.
Ooh.
It doesn't surprise me that Abel, a.k.a. The Weeknd, would be the head of a contemporary cult.
Uh-huh.
Seems to have that energy about himself.
Based on some of his life, you know, events, like, because he's been in the mix with different celebrities, like Angelina Jolie. He was tied into the Kardashians for a while.
He has a magnetic personality. People are just drawn to him. But, yeah, so he has a brand new drama series getting into the acting world. It's called The Idol, and that's on Max. If you're in the mood for something scary, something a little freaky, go to the movie theater and check out The Boogeyman. High school student Sadie Harper and her younger sister Sawyer are reeling from recent death of her mother and aren't getting much support from their father. A therapist who is dealing with his own pain as their father, he's just not there for them. Mm-hmm. And so when a desperate patient unexpectedly shows up at their home, he brings the boogeyman with him.
Ooh, boogie.
And yeah, so therefore it's just horror and tense jump scares and all that.
Have you seen the trailer?
Yes.
Okay, what'd you think of it?
The trailer was creepy. It's very creepy.
All right.
Yeah, so you should check that out. It's called The Boogeyman. If you're in the mood for something scary, that's at the movie theater. And also at the movie theater, something that I am looking forward to, Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse. It's the sequel to Into the Spider-Verse that came out a few years ago. And it just picks up where it left off. It's Miles Morales' Spider-Man, not Peter Parker. And this one has Spider-Man going into the multiverse and meeting over 200 other spider people.
Goodness!
Spider things.
Because that's a lot of web.
There's a spider thing. I like how that's your takeaway. There's a lot of web. There is web everywhere. Yes, that's in the movie theater right now. So to run it down one more time. On HBO Max, we have The Idol, which is starring The Weeknd, who now goes by Abel.
Yep.
We have in the movie theater, The Boogeyman, a little horror movie, a little freaky movie for you to watch. And also in the movie theater, Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse. For more information and all the trailers, make sure you visit our website, K92Radio.com.
K92 Morning Thing blows your mind.
Love a good food trend. A good one.
Yes.
And this one may be good, maybe all right. So McDonald's, there's a TikTok, of course. There's a TikToker that says, if you go to McDonald's, you need to hold on to your hash browns and get yourself a McFlurry.
Okay.
And make a McFlurry hash brown sandwich.
A McFlurry hash brown sandwich.
Yes, that's the new trend.
Not so sure how I feel about this
one. You like potatoes.
I do.
And you're okay with ice cream.
You crotch yourself. You tolerate ice cream, Antoine. Yes.
Yeah, so that's the new thing, McFlurry hash brown sandwiches. So you take two hash browns and you take your favorite McFlurry and put it right in between.
Oh, okay. All right.
Make an ice cream sandwich.
Okay, I'm with you now because originally I was thinking, am I getting two slices of bread and I'm putting a hash brown and ice cream in between? No. I'm taking a hash brown or two hash browns, but if I only have one, breaking it in half.
Yep.
And then putting the ice cream, the McFlurry in the middle.
Spooning some of that ice cream, that McFlurry right there. And they say that you get, you know, the crispiness, some sweet, salty.
I don't think that would taste too bad.
Mm-mm.
I think it has potential. If you like ice cream sandwiches, now, no surprise, not the biggest fan. But if you're into ice cream sandwiches, I don't think that is a terrible concoction.
I don't either. And the reason being because they have potato chip ice cream. You know, sometimes they have those weird, funky flavors.
Yes, I'm
so,
aware.
Yeah, yeah. So with the sweet and salty, there you go. Homemade.
All right. Homemade ice cream sandwich, hash browns, and a McFlurry. Okay, I mean.
Give it a shot.
Give it a shot.
The K92 Morning Thing. Hear more at K92Radio.com.